Hey, welcome back to News and Views, everybody. We're joined now by United States Senator Amy Klobuchar. Senator Klobuchar, great to have you on News and Views.
Well, it's just great to be on. Thank you.
Senator, are you wearing Kevlar? I mean, how do you go to work every day?
You just go with that sense of optimism that maybe something good will happen. And, you know, in the end, I don't think that this agreement was anything to stand on a table and celebrate, but at least we were able to open the government again and to pay our bills. And mostly, it gives us this incredibly important three-month period where we can finally negotiate something for the long-term interests of the American people, because we can't keep lurching from financial crisis to financial crisis.
Senator, you and others brokered this deal. It started in the Senate where, in a bipartisan way, people started talking to each other. Is that an example? Is that something you think the House can learn from?
Well, I think so. And certainly when you look at all of the public opinion polls, when you talk to people on the street, just the last 5 days I've been back home in Minnesota, you hear all the time that people say, stop standing in the opposite corners of the boxing ring, get together and work. And the House, I think, you know, I can't predict what they're going to do, but clearly there's been a lot of people saying they don't want to see another shutdown. They want to work with us to try to get something done. And there are some great opportunities here. Some sensible, as we like to call our group, the Common Sense Caucus, with Senator Heitkamp and others, and I would include Senator Hovind in that group as well. And the idea is that there are, you know, there's about 80% of things you might agree on, so why don't we focus on those things instead of the 20% that we don't agree on?
Congressman Kevin Cramer from North Dakota issued a press release criticizing the United States Senate for taking a recess and not working on the farm bill. I know today you're in the Fargo-Moorhead area, and you and Senator Hovind are holding meetings. You're both conferees to the Ag Committee, you know, and that's what you're working on. Is the criticism just by Congressman Cramer?
Well, actually, I was in Washington, never left, for 3 weeks working on the deal that, as you know, most of this shutdown was caused by intransigence in the House, and specifically House Republicans. So I'm not sure that we should have a lot of stones being thrown here. But I will say the entire week I haven't stopped working since I've got here. And that's included a number of farm visits down in southern Minnesota, including meetings with the head of the Farmers Union, the Farm Bureau. And we have to build the kind of grassroots support that's going to pick up votes from people in the Congress and in the House that may not be in farm areas. And one of the things I've been stressing in my meetings through the state is that there's $24 billion in debt reduction in this bill. And that's one of the things Senator Hovind and I will be talking about today in Fargo. And it's $24 billion in debt reduction over the current farm bill. So it is every reason that we want to pass this bill, because it, as you know, transitions from direct agriculture subsidies to crop insurance, something we could deal with in the Midwest, which is a more market-based approach. And so that's why you suddenly see people in leadership that may not be interested in the farm bill. They're not from ag states, but they're suddenly saying, you know, maybe we should get this conference committee started. I'm a member of it, as is Senator Hovind and Colin Peterson. Maybe we should get this started so that we could actually get some debt reduction out of this new bill. And I think that's a very positive development and momentum that we hadn't seen before.
Senator, last week I was in Bismarck and I got a chance to visit with Governor Dalrymple, by no means a bleeding heart liberal, a diehard Republican who built the Republican Party in North Dakota. And I asked him whether or not nutrition should be separated from the ag bill. And he said, absolutely not. It seems as though the old school GOP get that. I know you get that as a Democrat. Why is it so hard to get people like Congressman Cramer and others to get that?
You know, I don't know the specifics on Congressman Cramer, but I appreciate the governor's support for keeping this together, the fact that Senator Hovind also supported that, the fact that Farm Bureau and Farmers Union have both said, we need to keep this together. Why do they say that? Well, first of all, a lot of the agriculture that's produced in America goes into some of these school lunches and into the food that we eat. But secondly, if we don't keep these together, we're not going to have enough support to get this bill done, because you also have to pick up support from people in urban areas that have seen this not just as a farm bill, but a food bill. And we all know in the rural areas that A lot of this bill has always been about some of those programs, but it's also been about conservation. And I think the message is clear that unless we stick together, and the governor of North Dakota gets this, as does the governor of Minnesota, we're not going to be able to move forward for states that are have so much rural economy as North Dakota and Minnesota.
I think Senator Hovind gets that too. I think that
Oh, he does.
Yeah, that's why,
he's doing an event with me today.
Exactly. I mean, that's what's going to get this farm bill done. Do you think you will accomplish your goal of getting a farm bill done by the end of the year?
Well, I am very hopeful. As you know, Joel, it's going to go to the 1949 farm price level. So as I said the other day, I don't think it's going to be like we're partying like it's 1949. We're going to see a doubling of milk prices. They didn't even have really soybean pricing structure at that point. Who knows what was going on with the sugar program. And so there's a real incentive to get it done. In addition to the incentive with the $24 billion that people want to see in terms of some budget reduction that will help with other things. And then I'd say the third reason is people are just so angry right now at Congress and the antics that went on in the House of Representatives that hopefully that's just a push to get some common sense things done.
Senator Klobuchar, a lot of people looking to you for leadership. You seem to be able to reach across that aisle and get things done. Would you like to be President of the United States?
You know what, Joel? I love my job now. We've had a lot of turnover in the Senate in Minnesota, and I want to keep representing the people of Minnesota. That's what I'm focused on.
If you were Heidi, I'd say you didn't answer my question, Senator.
But she's your sister. You can say anything to her.
You know, I've got so many sisters, I'll take one more. Come on. You've been to Iowa. I think you should run, Senator.
Oh, you're kind. No, I was down there helping Bruce Braley, our candidate who's... you like him. He's running for the Senate down there with the open seat that Senator Harkin is retiring from. In any case, it is great to be up. I've had a really good time up here, and I'm looking forward to seeing Senator Hovind and working on the farm bill issue.
Okay. Senator Klobuchar, thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
United States Senator Amy Klobuchar, ladies and gentlemen.